back of Eretz Yisrael on Tuesday evening. We left off a couple of weeks ago on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah quotes various cases where we require a minyan of 10 Asara Anoshim B'nei Chorim B'nei Bris. Women are not mitzaref to the minyan, and Avodim are not mitzaref, and Ketanim are not mitzaref. You have to have Gedolim B'nei Bris and B'nei Chorin. And the Mishnah lists off Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, all the dvarim shebi Kedusha. Then it mentions the bench Bechus HaMaz and B'Shem. So that we said that's a machlekes, where the bench Bechus HaMaz and Alakeinu, is that also you need a star because it's a dvarim shebi Kedusha? Then Mar seems to give a different reason. La Barachara, a different reason. Then the Mishnah ends off. The Mishnah ends off on Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Uve Karkois, Tisha Vekoyim. When somebody's Magdish Karka, and the Gizba wants to auction it off to the highest bidder, so he has to say, what's the minimum bid? He's not going to take less than a certain amount. He has to know what is the value of the item that somebody was Magdish. So you have to have a bezdin of 10 to assess the value. If it's metaltalim, somebody's magdish an automobile, a used automobile, someone's magdish a lighter or a furniture or something, so you need a bezdin of 3. But if someone is magdish karka, so the Gemara says you need, the Mishnah says you need a bezdin of 10, one of them has to be a kohen, and 9 Yisrael. So Tosfos is bothered with a kasha, we usually have a din, 8 bezdin shokel. Whenever it's possible to have different opinions, I think Gemara learns that from a pasuk, that when you're darshaning the psukim and you're establishing what's the minimum number of dayonim, you shouldn't come up with an even number. Lemaise, if let's say you have a case of din nefashis, a din nefashis, you have to have 23 dayonim. So if you want to have 30, 40, 50, that's also okay. Nothing wrong with having an even number of dayonim. It's just the din of the darshaning the psukim when you establish. That's what the Achronim point out. When you're darshaning for the psukim, what's the minimum number of dayonim? You need a dozen. So then we say it has to be an odd number. In case there'll be a split vote, so you'll have an odd number, so one will be able to be machriya. So that's what Taisa has over here. This is an issue of hachra. You're establishing what's the value of this karka, what's the value of the metaltalim. So she really, how could it be a bezl of ten? It's a bezl shakel. So they don't have a teretz. The kasha is a very strong kasha. Because the Gemara assumes that it's a minimum number of the bezl of ten, make the ashuma. Make the assessment what the value is, and that's the minimum bid that the Ginsburg shall hagdish will accept. So the Gemara says it's based on psukim. Then the last line of the Mishnah says, "V'odam kayetze behem." Just like if someone donated karka to Hegdish, so you need a bezin of 10 to assess the value of the karka, what will be the minimum bid that the Gizba will accept, the true value of the item. In the Eved, if somebody cheats Hegdish, Hegdish of the money, Hegdish is worth $100, Shachilo Shavaputa, Phil gave him pennies, and in the Eved, there's no din of Aynoa Lehegdish. Not only no din of Aynoa, this is a whopper of Aynoa. It's worth $100 money, and he only gives a penny. That's many Rishonim hold that even though Ain Aynoa Lekarko, there's no penalty of Aynoa Bakarka, but if it's yes, Mipalgo, if the Karka is worth 500, and the fella charged him 1,000, one sheet is if he charged twice as much. One sheet is if he charged a little more than twice as much. Two versions in Tisus. Yes, and the palga or palga. So there are many we should hold that even though Eina Noa la Karko has the penalty of Eina doesn't apply by Karka. But yes, and the palga, that's mamish no correspondence. The amount of money that he's giving, he's paying $2,000 for a Karka that's worth $500. That's a on reason, absolutely no correspondence whatsoever. But by Hegdish, the Gemara says it is chal. But the Eved Hegdish is chal. So the Mishnah says, Adam kayetzimem. Why? Because, but you Adam hukshul karkos. You know that? Where's the pasuk that Adam hukshul karkos? It's a question whether all Bnei Adam hukshul kakos or only Avadim. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, Nachum Gimel and Beis, comes up with a whopper of a chiddush. They think only Abba Knaini is hukish lekarka. Even Abba Nivri, the whole is not hukish lekarka. Bnei Acharei, the whole certainly is not hukish lekarka. The pasuk, where do we see in the chumash that Abba Adam hukish lekarkos? Because the Torah says in Eved Ivri, you have to set him free after Sheish. If you bought an Eved Ivri, when 6 years are up, you have to set him free. Or Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, whichever comes first. Either Yom Kippur Shel Yovel comes first, or Sheish. Whichever comes first, then you have to let him go free. But the Pasuk says, that's only an Eved Ivri. You have to let him go free. But in Eved Knaini, Mehem Tikhu, you can buy an Eved Knaini. You don't have to set him free, B'sheish. You don't have to set him free when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. You have to set him free if you're not Kachet V'yayin. That's a special din by Eved Knaini that does not apply to Eved Ivri. If you're not Kachet one of the Choftal in Rosh Yivor, you have to set him free. But the din of Sheish and Yovel don't apply. So that's what the Pasuk says, V'histachaltem oisem lefnechem acharechem l'reshes achuz ha-soylem l'olam ha-hem t'avoidum. You keep the Eved Knaini forever, you don't set him free at all. The Olam Hem Tavoidu, that was a machlekes from Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. We must have spoken about it more than once. On Daf Gimel, in Soita, the Gemara has three psukim, where Rabbi Akiva said that it's a choiva, it's a mitzvah, Rabbi Shmuel says no, it's a rishus. So one is the Olam Hem Tavoidu. So Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, that's how we pass it. Rabbi Shachar Avda, if you're free and Eved Knaini, you're over on this land. You're not allowed to set free an Eved Knaini. If you can set free Eved Knaini, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it doesn't mean that it's an issa. It's a rishus. If you want to, you can keep the Eved Knaini even past Yom Kippur Shiyova, even past Chesh. There's no limit. But it doesn't mean that there's an Avera. If you want to free him, there's a day. But we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that over Be'ese, it's an issa. To be Meshach and Eved Knaini is an issa. So the Gemara there in Soita Dav Gimel has three psukim. Machlegs Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So one of the three psukim is that the oil of Avoido according to Rabbi Akiva is an issa rase. Meshach Ra'ai Avdoi, Meshach and Eved Knaini, Eved Be'ese. The other two psukim are by a kohen is not allowed to be metabel abeisim unless one of the seven relatives. So if it's hachos hapsula shelo haisa le'ish, if the Kohen has a sister who never got married yet, she's still single, then loy yitama. So Rabbi Shmuel says he's permitted, the Kohen is permitted to be metame to the sister and to anyone in the Zayin Krovim. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, loy yitama is a chayva, he's mechuyev to be metame. It's not optional that he's permitted to. He's obligated to be metame, mitam kovan abriyas, mitam kovan abriyas. And the third pasuk, that's why it's in Masecha Soita, the third pasuk is by Soita. Then he says, the husband is choshed his wife. So he warns the wife, I'm choshed you that you're having this with Ploini, altistri mish Ploini. I don't want you to remain alone with Ploini. That's called stira, altistri mish Ploini. The Balatanya says that stira is not exactly the same as yichud. Let's say if you have a big law firm and you have 300 people working the law firm, and each one works on a different floor, and at the end of the day everybody leaves. So at the end of the day, if this fellow's wife stays in the office with another person, they're there in the office all day long. There were another 300 people there. There were a lot of people there. At the end of the day, one by one, all the people in the office leave, and you're left with these two. So that is an issa yichud, but it's not called stira. That's what the Balatan says. It's only called stira if they went into the room together. That's a difference between stira and yichud. Yichud is even if they didn't go into the room together, they're the last two in the building, and they stay there together. That's an issa yichud, but it's not called stira. That's not called kidu or stira, and they can't have his wife drink the mai mamorim in such a case. And on the other hand, yichud is permissible with a girl with her father, a girl with her brother. There's no issa yichud. She's not chashuda. There's no very slim yitzhara to violate incest with your father or with your brother. So there's no issa yichud. And nonetheless, if the husband is choshed that she's having zeus with the brother or the father, then it is called stira. So yichud and stira are not identical. The difference is bein lahakal bein lahachmir. Even though there's no issa yichud by ovid, by ochiho, but it will be stira if he's choshed that his wife is having an affair with the father or the brother. That's stira is mochaber. Then on the other hand, stira is kal. It's only called stira if they went into the room together. That is called stira. Otherwise, it's yichud, it's a chaser. But it does not answer the isha lebayalu. So the pasuk that says regarding Evid Kraini, he's nachalta mosam. We have a lashonis, we have a lashon Yerusha. A person dies, he leaves Yerusha. What's called a person dies, he leaves a nachla, he's nachalta mosam, the achuza. The word nachla really only applies to Yerusha of Karka. The word doesn't apply to metaltlin. If a person dies, he leaves metaltlin, that's called the Yerusha, it's not called a nachla. And then it says, Mislachalta Masul and Dechbacharech and the Rash is Achuza Zalam. Achuza, stay Achuza. Achuza only applies to Karka. It doesn't apply to Metatlam. So why does the Chumash use that lotion? And Rebbe Knaidi? Rebbe Knaidi is called Mislachalta and Achlon. Rebbe Knaidi is called Achuza. So that's what the Gemara says. Rebbe Knaidi is Hukish Lakarka. With respect to what is Rebbe Knaidi Hukish Lakarka? So the Gemara has, whenever you have a din, let's say, Eidish Boy Malakarko is. So the din is Eidish Boy, there's no Shvur Daraisa on an Eved either. Or which Kinyonim work? There are different Kinyonim on Karka, different Kinyonim on Metaltalim. So the Mishnayis and the Gemara, so the first Perik in the Kiddushin, Mishnayis say that Avodim Hukshu LeKarkos, so Kinyonim Karka work. Avodim happened to be Metaltalim. So the Gemara says Kinyonim Metaltalim also work. But because the Pasuk refers to Evakinaini as Nachla and as Achuzah, so both Kinyoni Karka and Kinyoni Metaltlin work. Normally we say Kinyoni Karka don't work on Metaltlin, Kinyoni Metaltlin don't work on Karka. Let's say Chazoke. From Saliganotzitz Nokuv, the second word, the second parak in Gitri. Saliganotzitz Nokuv, Otzitz Nokuv has a hole on the bottom of the flower pot, so it's whatever is growing in the dirt. And the flower pot is yodik from the ground, so dinuk mechuba lekarka. So dinuk kikarka. If it's an otzit nakuv, and whatever is growing in the flower pot is dinuk kikarka, so chazoka works. Kinyoni karka work. If it's an otzit sheino nakuv, then it's metaltalin, even though it's growing in the dirt, it's metaltalin. So then chazoka does not work. So that's the Pnei Yeshua points out on that Gemara. You see a chiddush on that Gemara. Kinyoni karka don't work on the metaltalin, and kinyoni metaltalin don't work on karka. But an Eved Kraini is in the tzias, he is metaltalin. He walks around. And al pi din is hukesh lekarka. So the Gemara says in kiddush in the first parak, either kinyoni karka or kinyoni metaltalin would work because it's in the tzias, it is metaltalin, Eved Kraini, and al pi halacha is hukesh lekarka. See, I have a lot of dinim wherever the Kanani is hukish lekarka. So the Mishnah says over here, just like the Bezdin needed to make an assessment, someone was magdish something, and the Gizmo wants to know what's the minimum bid he can accept for someone who wants to be paid in the Hegdish. You have to have Bezdin of 10 to assess by karka, so the same thing applies for Odom. For Odom Kayetzimah, if you want to assess the value of an Odom. So what is it talking about? So the Gemara asks, Adam Mikodesh? What do you mean, a person was Magdash himself? You can't be Magdash himself. You don't own yourself. So Taisa says, what's the problem? Why don't you just say he owns an Eved Kenani and it was Magdash to Eved Kenani? And then someone wants to buy it off of Hegdash. Someone wants to be paid it on Hegdash. So you have to have a Bezn of 10 because Avad Mugshal HaKakos, with Machmer, you have to have a Bezn of 10 to assess the value of the Eved Kenani. So why does the Gemara ask on the Mikdash, what in the world is the Mishnah talking about? A person doesn't own himself, then he should be able to be Magdash himself. Who's talking to a person who's Magdash himself? No, he owns an Eved Kenani, just like he can sell the Eved Kenani to somebody else. So he can donate the Eved Kenani to Hegdash also. And you'll need a Bezn of 10 to assess the value. So that's what Taisus asks. What was the problem? Why don't they just say he was Magdash and Eved Kenani? The Tesla quotes the Yerushalmi on this Mishnah. But even though Ben Atari the din is that you have to have a Bezn of 10, that is correct. You have to have a Bezn of 10 to assess the value of Nebuchadnezzar in the Kiryas Mashal Hegdah should take a bid less than the correct value. But B'nai'ebed, let's say, if the Gizma Shal Hegdash will not, he won't have a Bezin of 10. He won't have a Bezin of 10. And someone will give him $1. So B'nai'ebed, Hegdash Shavu Manash Achilo Shavu Puta B'chulot. B'nai'ebed, obviously the Bezin of 10 didn't necessitate that value. The answer is that he needed a Bezin of 10 is not Miyakim B'nai'ebed. L'chatchil, it's a mitzvah. You should have had a Bezin of 10. So Tyson quotes Yerushalmi that the Chachamim made a takana. Once in a long while, the Chachamim make a takana to be oikah davar ben haTorah. Like the Gemara says, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and the Chachamim made a takana, he should not be permitted to blow shofar because he may by mistake forget and carry the shofar in the street. The same thing the Gemara has: if a ger converts on erev Pesach and he made a deal with the Rabbanon, we don't permit him to bring the korban Pesach that day. Because he may go to a funeral that morning, and then he'll be begayer at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and then next year he'll remember that last year he attended a funeral in the morning, Aver Pesach, and he brought the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. That's legitimate, because a Nochri is not Mekabel Tumah. So true, he was planning to convert, but he didn't convert till the afternoon. So he wasn't Mekabel Tumah in the morning. Next year, he will be ready Jewish in the morning. So if he'll attend a funeral in the morning, Aver Pesach, it'll become tummy, then he can't bring a Korban Pesach the same day. So they made a chumrim in the Rabbanon. A gershon is guy with erev Pesach is not allowed to bring a Korban Pesach because he may make this kind of a mistake. He may think that most people are tummy. Most people, if you attended a funeral once in your life, even Kohanim, most of the Kohanim are tummy. If they attended a funeral of one of their seven relatives, then a tummy Tumas Meis. You can only get rid of Tumas Meis if you go to the mikveh following having Hazor Shlishi Yishvi. We don't have any paraduma water, so we don't have the ability to become tars. So everybody, even Kohanim, are really to many basin. How is it possible that a person is tar, an adult is tar, if you have a ger, a nochri is not mekabel tuma. So the day that the ger is toivel in the mikveh, usually when the ger comes out of the mikveh, so the three members of the bezna who supervise the gerist, they'll shake his hand and they'll say mazal tov. So the three members of the bezna probably once attended a funeral, even if one of them will be a kohen, but they probably attended a funeral when their parents passed away. So they will, their bases are via avos hatumah. When the tumah is transmitted to somebody else, and when he receives the tumah, becomes an av hatumah. So the bases are via avos. When I attend a funeral, I become an av hatumah. And Rav Hatumah, if I shake the hand of the ger after he converted, if I shake his hand while he's in Okri, Okri is not Mekabel Tumah at all, period. If I shake his hand after he was the geyer, then I can make him into a Rishon LeTumah. I can make him Tumah. Because one day he didn't shake hands with anybody, he's going to be Tohar. He's Tohar from Tumas Meis. Yeah. So Tosha says over here, they quote him, Yerushalmi, how come the Gemara found a problem in this Mishnah? Why is there a problem? Adam Kayetzimam. If someone was Magdash as Abiknaini, they're a psukim in Chumash. That you have the right. You have a right to sell your Abiknaini. You have a right to be Magdash. You can't sell it of an Ivrit to someone else. You can't sell an Ivrit that you own to Sriyah. You can't sell it, so therefore you can't be Magdash and Ebenezer either. But in Ebenezer, you can't sell to someone else, so you can be Magdash and Ebenezer also. Ebenezer is Hukish Lekarka. So, in the Torah, if you want to be part of Ebenezer, you need a Bezin of 10 to give the minimum bid. What should the Gizba take as a minimum bid to be part of the Hegdash? So, Tesha quotes Yerushalmi that the Mishnah is not going to write that din, because with the Rabbonah, they were okay that din. It's a mitzvah lechatchila to have a bezin of 10, make the shuma, make the assessment. What is the value of the Eved Kenayni if you want to be pointed? But with the Rabbanu, they were mevatel that mitzvah. But the Eved opinion hegdash is chal, even though he didn't have a bezin of 3, even though he didn't have a bezin of 10, just a din lechatchila, it's a mitzvah. So we say, yesh kach mi'al chachomim, lakadom min atar b'shei mi'al tase. They say, you don't have to fulfill that mitzvah. Even if you gave only a pruta, the Abiknani is worth a fortune, hundreds of thousands of dollars if he's a healthy Abiknani. But still, if you point to him by the Shabbat Puta, is it good enough to the Yevon? So that's what Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi. If you're going to have the best of ten assess the value of the Eved Kleini, we're afraid you're going to make such a big pirsum. Ten rabbis are going to assess the value. We're afraid the Eved may decide to run away. He sees that they're making such a big fuss about him. So they did a takon in the Rabbanon that you should only require best of three. But the Eved, it's not Biakim. So it's Yeshkach Lakar. B'shev al-tasa means it's a mitzvah l'chatchila, like it's a mitzvah to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ibn Rabban, they said, don't blow shofar. He wrote also, it's a mitzvah l'chatchila to assess the value of the Hekdesh before you accept a bid from anybody who wants to be paid at the Hekdesh. And the mitzvah l'chatchila b'shlemus is to be paid with an assessment of a best of ten. So here, and then the Rabban, they changed it. So Tosfos says, but why not say the Mishnah means on the level of the Raisa? Maybe the Mishnah Adam Kayetzim Hem, on the level of the Raisa, you need 10. So Tosfos says, no, the Mishnah is supposed to give you halacha lemaisa, din halacha lemaisa. Not what the din used to be before the Chachamim changed it. It doesn't make sense. The Mishnah is giving you a psak halacha. It's going to say you need 10, but Chachamim did away with that. Halacha lemaisa, you don't need 10. So that's why the Gemara didn't say that pshat. So what does the Gemara say? What case is it? Adam Kayetz, but the Gemara said Adam Mikadosh. And for the Gemara, there are two types of the dorim that people can take to give to Hegdish. Sometimes a person says Erki Alai, and sometimes he says Domai Alai. Or he says Erech Ploini Alai. He pledges, he wants to give, he wants to donate to Hegdish the Erech of his next door neighbor. So Erechin, the Torah tells us, depend whether it's a male or a female, who is not the one who took the nether, whether the one about whom he said Erech or Alai, the one whom you're assessing, is it a male or a female? And then what age is the person? So if he's younger than 30 days old, there's no Erechin. Ein Erech lepachas miban chodesh. Between 1 month old and 5 years old, there's one Erech for a boy, one Erech for a girl. Between the age of 20 and 60 is another Erech, and above 60 is a different Erech, different amount of money. So we say, Erech Alai, you don't need any assessment. And the Chumash tells you, it doesn't matter whether he's healthy, whether he's half dead, whether he's valuable, not valuable. The Torah says it depends whether it's a male or a female, the one about whom. We say, Erech Alai, whether the one who took the debtor is a male or a female, and what the age is. But if he said, Domai Alai, I pledge to donate to Hegdish my value. So Shabbat also came in Adim Kebashuk. You have to make an assessment. How much is he worth as an Eben Adim Kebashuk? So that's a question. When you make the Shulah Kevin Adim Kebashuk, is that like an Eben Ivri or like an Eben Knaidi? The person who took the neder, who said, Domai Olai, is Jewish. So he can't. When he says Domai Olai, if how much the Shabbos is? How do you determine what Shabbos is? Kamahu Shabbalim Kamashuk. Now we said many times that the Sibba says that. If I own a certain property, let's say the person survived the war and when he was in the concentration camps, he had a little cedar in his pocket all the time. So that little cedar is so valuable to him, it has sentimental value. That kept him alive, that enabled him to daven every day. But if you would sell it in the marketplace, you would probably get a nickel for it. You wouldn't get too much money for it. Who else was interested in that? Teresa the Siddur, a tiny little Siddur that was used full of dirt and blood and in filth. So that's what the Nesivus writes in several of his Sforim. Shidui of Chafatzim, how much is something worth, depends. Kamahu Shavalim Kamashuk. So the question is, a Jewish person cannot sell himself as an Eved Knaidi. He can only sell himself as an Eved Ivri. A Jew can't sell himself as an Eved Knaidi. So that seems to be Rashi's opinion. Rashi had the opening Mishnah in HaChayvel. It says in the Gemara Bavaka, Perek HaChayvel, HaChayvel B'chaver pays Chamisha Dvor, Nezik Tzari P'Shemiz Brashas. So how much do you pay Nezik? If you would have, let's say, they cut off his finger. They harmed him. How much would he be able to sell himself for before they harmed him, before they cut off his arm, before they cut off his finger? How much would he get if you sell him after they cut off the arm, after he cut off the finger, whatever they cut off from him, they're chayvul v'chaveirut. So the differential is how much you pay by chayvul v'harei paying nezek. So Rashi says on that Mishnah, kamo shava limke bashuk, how much he would get if he would sell himself as an eved ivri. Can't sell himself as an eved k'nayni, can only sell himself as an eved ivri. That's what Rashi says. And the Rosh quotes the Rashi, and he disagreed, the first Rosh, Perek HaChayvul. He says, no, a Jewish person cannot sell himself as an eved k'nayni, that is correct, but it's the same specimen of a human being if he's a non-Jew. So if he would have been a non-Jew, he would have got more money. A Jew can only sell himself for sheish, for 6 years. An eved k'nayni can sell himself for life, so he get more money. So if a person pledges to give dobai alai, or achayvul v'chaveiro, I harmed him, so you have to assess how much money was he worth on the slave market if you would have sold him before the chavola. How much is he worth now? Now that he's missing an arm, now that he's missing a finger. So his value is going to go down. So Rashi holds that the assessing the value, kamu shavu lidka bashu, as an eved ivri. It can't be as an eved k'nayni because he can't. He's not able to sell himself as an eved k'nayni. And the Rosh argues, he says, no, he can't sell himself, that's correct, but he's the same specimen of a human being as the Nochri. He says, since if he would have been a Nochri, he would have been able to sell himself alive. So that's the Shabbos, even if he happens to be Jewish, he can only sell himself as an eved ivri, but his value is kamu shavu limka as an eved k'nayni. So Abdullah Soloveitchik raises the question of is this, if a person says, Erki alai, Erich ploni alai, so the Torah says he pays based on how old the person is, the derach, not the orech, not the ma'arich, not the one who took the derach, the derach, the one who is, we're trying to assess how much is he worth. I pledge to give his value. So if I say, Erki alai, it's determined by his, whether it's a male or a female, and how old he is. But if he says, Domai Alai, or Domai Plodi Alai, then Shomanosa Kevin Adim Kavashuk. Now, Gavala Soloveitchik raises the issue. Maybe the Machlekes Rashi and the Rosh on the opening Mishnah in Achayvel, when the Shomanosa Kevin Ibiyam Knani, maybe you should apply that too. Yeah, the Pashto says that it does apply. So here, Tosis raises an issue. Tosis assumed, this bottom Tosis is making a major assumption. It's very questionable what they say. They say that pasuk that says v'yistachalta mosim levnech b'charechem achuza soilom, achuza only goes on karka, and nachla only applies to karka. So you see, avodim huksha l'karka is. They say that pasuk is only talking about eved k'nayni. Eved ivri is not hukish l'karka. The Yidik Mora says that to assess how much the person has to pay to Hegdish, if he said Domai Olai, he didn't say Erki Olai, he said Domai Olai, Adame Plodi Olai, so Shomer also Kevin Adim Kamashuv, so Tosis assumes that it's an Eved Ivri, like the Rashi holds by Achayvel, Shomer also Kevin Ivri, because a Jew can sell himself as an Eved Ivri. So if they can shuma like an Eved Ivri, so Tosis says, Akasha, since when is an eved ivri hukish l'karka? Only an eved k'nayni is hukish l'karka. That's really a problematic tesis. Very problematic tesis. Because there's a beferishing about Kiddusha, the first parak. The Mishnah in Kiddusha talks about how do you sell karka, how do you sell metaltlin. The first Mishnah goes, Harisha Niknis, how do you acquire a wife? How do you get married? Then it says, how do a person... how do you buy karka? How do you buy metaltlin? How do you buy an eved ivri? How do you buy an eved k'nayni? So the Mishnah is Havolos Dinim. So then the Mishnah is, what if you're buying karka and metaltlin together? So there's a kinyan agav. All you have to do is the chosim she'en l'machrayis nikta with the chosim she'en l'machrayis the kesef and mishtar u'mechazok. If you're selling, transferring ownership of karka and metaltlin together, so the lekeach only has to make a kinyan on the karka, then it's called the metaltlin agav. That's a pasuk in Nevi Hayomim, that one of the kings gave batonis to his children because he gave karka and metaltlin, so they only had to make a kinyan on the karka, and the metaltlin would niknu b'agav. So that's 2 days in Tosfos. It's this din of kinyan agav. You can be koyde metaltlin agav karka, is lo dafka b'pasuk in divrei hayomim. Usually a din deraisa has to be based on a pasuk de chumash. You have a rule, divrei Torah b'divrei kabbalah lo yafin. If you want to formulate that din deraisa, it can't be based on a pasuk in the divrei maksuv. It has to be based on a pasuk de chumash. So that's one opinion that tells you that the whole institution of Kenyan Agav is only in the Rabbanan. They can't be in the Torah because there's no pasuk in Chumash, only a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. And the other day, Taisa says, no, that's not called Divrei Torah, Divrei Kabbalah Yafidot. The pasuk is telling a story. It's not saying that the Navi said that this is the din. Navi didn't say, it just says that the king gave his children Matanus of Metatlim, Amore Mitzura, Amore Mitzuda Behuda. He gave Metatlim Agav Karka. It's describing what happened. So the other Taisa hold that the Taisas are two different Mesichtas. Taisas in Kiddushin seems to hold that the Kinyan Agav is a Kinyan Deraisa, whereas the Taisas Bava Kama, the first parable, the Kinyan Agav is only the Rabbanan, and the only source is the Pasuk of Divrei Hayomim, and that it can't be a Din Deraisa. Divitam Divrei Kabbalah Lo Yafin. So that's what Taisas assumes that only an Evakanite is Hukish Lakarka. Evanimi is not Hukish Lakarka. And that's what they ask. Here the Shulba probably is, like Shulba also Kevin Ivri, that's a Hiddish. Like Rashi, I would have said Shulba also Kevin Kanani, like the Rosh. When you make the assessment to figure out Nezek Tzari, Pesham is Basha, how do you figure out Nezek? Kamuha Yeshava Limka Mashuk, if I would sell him as an Avakanani before the Chavala, or if I would sell him an Avakanani after the Chavala, what's the differential? So that's how much the Chayu Machaner has to pay. So the Taisa seems to assume like their Rashi Shita that since he's a Jew and you can't possibly sell him as an Ebekneini, so the Shulba should be like an Ebekneini. And Taisa's title is that Abad Bukshul Kakos only applies to Ebekneini, doesn't apply to Ebekneini. There's no pasuk by Ebekneini, only Ebekneini. So that's very difficult because the Gemara there in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, the Mishnah has a din of Kinyan Agav. That has a din of Gilgul Shmua. Gilgul Shmua means like this. I had a term with you 10 years ago about real estate, and you were by the Mimitzah. Somebody in the Mimitzah should swear a Shmua der Isa, but an English boy, Malakarkois, that's a pasuk. So there's no Shmua der Isa. But then, 10 years later, I have another din term with you, and you're by the Mimitzah, so I'm in Talflix. So the din is you have to swear in that case. So that's called Gilgul Shmua. Once I get you in a hold, I present an attainer, you present an attainer back. We're fighting with each other about Mubin. And the halacha says you have to swear by the Mimitzah Shmua Seirechot. So then I could say, by the way, 10 years ago we had a Dintar on Karka, Eidish Boy Mala Karkois. Now I want you to swear. Agav. Just like there's a din of Agav, the Mikvain of Etatlin, Agav Karka. So to this a din of Gilgul Shmua, I can make you swear on the karka, Agav the Metalkalim. If you have a Shmua, the Raisa, I mean the body of the Mitzas, a Shmua say Nechon. If you have a Shmua, the Metalkalim, I can make you swear on the karka as well. So the Gemara says, Ad Hechel Gilgul Shmua, how far does it go, this din of Gilgul Shmua? So the Gemara says, Kagoid, we have a dispute today about $1,000. I say you won't be the body, you need to die it, and it's a body of a mitzvah, so Shmua say nechon. And then I say, by the way, I claim that you're my Evan Ivri. I bought you as an Evan Ivri, you need to die it. So I say, I want you to swear. So that's a wild Kiddush thing. More considers that, and hechon Gilgul Shmua, how far does Gilgul Shmua go? I'm saying, not that you owe me some more money. I say, I own you. You sold yourself to me, a Becher Atzmo. I say, you sold yourself to me as an Evan Ivri. And I want to get you back. So it's not that I have another claim against you. I claim that I own you. So you have no right to walk away. You have to work for me. So the Gemara says that's he has to swear. It should really be Eidish by Bala Karkois, because even Ebenezer is also Hukish the Karka. But because of the Gilgul Shmua, because he caught him in the Shmua Deraisa on the Metaltalim. So once he swears on the Metatlin, he has to swear on the Karka as well. So that's a very shik bar. The Taisus is a Pella. The Taisus, this bottom Taisus, or Chav Gimel and Beis, is assuming the Dovah Pashat that there's no Shmua Daraisa on an Ebekneini, but there is a Shmua Daraisa on Ebenimri. Ebenimri is not Hukish Lekarka. Woo! The Pashto says that it is Hukish Lakach. That's a Gemara Kedusha. So Taisa quotes a different Gemara. Also sounds like it says that B'nechorin Hukish Lakach. Not only Abed Ivri, even B'nechorin are also Hukish Lakach. That's what the Mishnah Melech raises the shaila. When you say Abad of Hukish Lakach, does it only apply to an Eved, Eved Ivri, or Eved Kalani? Because that's a Beferishik Gemara by the Gilgul Shmuel. Or does it even apply to B'nechorin? So he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam writes that there's a din of Aydo'a. There's a din of Aydo'a, let's say, I sell you an automobile, and I charge you way more than the automobile is worth. So there's a din, you're not allowed to charge more than it's than the going rate, unless I tell you. I say, I don't want to part with my automobile. The automobile is really an old jalopy, and it's only worth $500. But I'm attached to it, so I'm only going to sell it if you give me $25,000. Take it or leave it. So I didn't fool you. I told you it's really not worth $25,000. It's only worth $500. I said, take it or leave it, and you want to buy it. So that's not an issue, I know. So usually, if I fool the other person into believing that it's worth so much money, there's an issue, I know. Then there's a penalty. What's the penalty? If it's pachas bishtus, the price is off by a slight amount, less than, it's not such a slight amount, less than 1/6. It could be it's millions of dollars. Depends how much the subtotal is. Pachas bishtus can be a fortune of money. So pachas bishtus, we assume, is a din of mechila. And if it's shtus, then kano de mekach is chal, a machzor eino. You have to reimburse him the amount of money that you cheated him. And if it's yes and mishnus, then bottle back out. Then the one who is cheated has a right to back out from the whole deal and say, I don't want to deal with you. Give me back my money and I'm going to give you back the merchandise. So the question is, that's the institution of Aydor. There's an Isser Aydor, then there's a penalty. And the penalty only applies to Metaltalim. They say, Eino Noa LeKarkos. What do you mean, there's no Avera? No, there is an Avera. There is an Avera of Eino Noa by Karkos. Same thing, Eino Noa LeAkum. There's no penalty of Eino Noa by Akum. There's certainly an Isser Eino. That's what the Rashash writes. The Rashash at the beginning of the second parak of Becharis points it out. And the Mishkan HaSyakim has such a tshuva. The Isser Eino applies even by an Akum. The penalty doesn't apply. And the same thing, Hegdash. Eino Noel Hegdash means the penalty doesn't apply. But it certainly is an issue. You're not allowed to cheat Hegdash. So the Rambam discusses Eino in a situation where I didn't sell you. I didn't sell you karka of metaltalim. I hired a worker. Let's say I took a taxi cab ride, and the whole ride was only 20 minutes, and he's charging me $400. That's way more than it should be. Shouldn't be $400. I don't know. I'm from Paris. I come to New York, and the guy rooked me. The guy cheated me. So there's a din. So is there a din of Aydor by Schiras Payalim? Is there a din of Aydor only by Kisim kerdim kalabisech, if you sold merchandise? What if I cheated you, not by assessing incorrectly the value of the merchandise. I sell you a karka that's worth $1 million, and I charge you $20 million. That's a mekach. Kisim kerdim kalabisech, konabiyarabisech, that's a mekach. Whether the mecher cheats the lekech or the lekech cheats the mecher, there's a din of Aydor. But what if it's not a becher? I didn't transfer ownership. I hired a worker, and we made up the price, how much I'm going to pay him. Either the worker fooled the employer to believe that he's worth way more than he really is worth, or the employer fooled the worker to believe that the going rate in New York is much less than he wanted. So that's a shaila in the Rambam. That big machlokes in the Rishonim. Is there a din of Aydor there because you're not selling anything? So some Rishonim say, some Goyim say, din of Aydor is only by Mekach. Kisim karmim klam b'sachon kodam yana b'sachon al tonu ish esachim. If you're selling or you're buying something, but if you're just assessing how much the employee gets for the job that he did, that's not subject to the penalty of oidot. So the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says it depends whether he's a poil or a kablon. If he gets paid for the job, let's say they're paying me to build a house, whether it takes me a year to build a house or it takes me a week to build a house, they pay me the same amount. So that's a kablon. But if I'm a poil, a poil means they pay me by the amount of time that it takes. If it takes a week, they pay me for 1 week. If it takes a month, they pay me more. If it takes a year, they pay me more. So whenever a person is a poel, so a poel is like karka. I'll be shuvah to work the whole month, or the whole week, or the whole year. I'll be shuvah to work. If I'm a kablon, they don't pay me based on how much time it took me to do the work. So then it's like metalplin. Then he's not like an Eved. So the Rambam says, if he's a poel and he's like an Eved, he gets paid by the hour, paid by the week or so on, then they don't know the karkos. Because Abadim Hukshu the karkos, he's not an Eved, he's a Ben Choyrin. But still, he's like an Eved, because he gets paid by the time. But if he's a kaplan, he's going to get paid X amount of money for completing the job. When it takes him a month to complete the job, it takes him a whole year to complete the job. So that's not Dino Kevin. That's Dino Kevin Chorim. So the Rambam, so the Mishlam Mela points out the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchas Sayyidor seems to say, even B'nai Chorim are Hukshu L'Karka. Not only Eben Iver is Hukshu L'Karka, even B'nai Chorim also Hukshu L'Karka. So you can disagree with that, okay, but to say like Taisus wants to disagree that even Eben Ivri is also not Hukish L'Karka. The Pashto says that's against the Gemara, because the Gemara Kiddushin says, "Ad Hecha Gilgal Shua, how far does the Gilgal Shua go?" I had a dinner with you on an amount of money. And you have to swear, someone has to swear a Shua Daraisa, whether it means us a Shua Seidecha or something like that. And once he's b'chiv to swear a shvah deraisa, that amount of money, then I say, Yishav Ali, a gilgul shvah, I want you to swear also, so lo nimkarta li be'evin ivri. So that gemara is beferish, that evin ivri is hukish l'karka, and nishboya ba'la karka, I said, let's just hayin gilgul. And hayin gilgul, then you do swear a karka. Like, Kofar Kol doesn't swear a shvah deraisa, that's hayin gilgul. If you quote him, that his boy to be mixed on a different amount of money, that even though his kaifa called on this amount of money, that's a gilgul shua. So the bottom thesis is problematic. Now, Kopodim, that's how the Gemara interprets the Mishnah. The simple reading of the Mishnah, Adam Kayetzimahem, would admit if a person was Magdish is Evet Kaini, and you have to assess how much the Evet Kaini is worth, what's the minimum bid the Gizmo should accept? From someone who wants to buy the Evet Kaini and keep it for himself, so you have to have Avon Bukshu Lekarkos, and Mekhtari is Hukish Lekarkos. Yeah. So why did the Gemara say it? Because the Tosfos says no, because the Rishonim says that they changed the din. Yeshkech Be'achachomim Lakadot Be'latar B'Shein Al Tasek, because they're afraid if you're going to have a best of 10, it's going to be a big piercing, and then Shema Yivruchu. And they run away, so they did away with that din. And it does make sense to have a Mishnah that's going to tell you what the din used to be. If the Chacham changed it, the Mishnah is supposed to be like a Shulchan Aruch. He tells Halach Lemaisa what the din is. If they changed the din and it's no longer like that, then it doesn't make sense that the Mishnah should talk about what the din used to be in the past, and it's no longer like that. That is the Gemara. Other because of the Gemara, he says, Dabai Alai Netayyam and Dabai Alai Shabarasa Ke Eved. What kind of an Eved? That was Machlaikah. That was Radova Lasalvechi thought. Should be the same Machlaikah as Rashi. In the Russian beginning of Achel should be over here. Shomer also Kevin, if he has no Baya Lai, is he Kevin Ivri or Kevin Knoini? The Taisus here seems to hold like that Rashi. Shomer also Kevin Ivri, and Taisus holds a Wapra here. Kevin Ivri is not Hukish Lakar Kishnara Taisus. Okay. This paragraph has has a lot of din about kriyas haTorah. So it continues, hakorei baTorah leifchos b'shloshim psukim. Every aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim. Let's say by mistake they gave someone an aliyah, they only gave two psukim. They said, I should also learn a Torah service. So that doesn't count as an aliyah. You have to give either the same person over again, or another person, whatever happens to be. And you have to say, the first two brachas were brachas levatolah. So shebracha bara shenosa lodim. It turns out it's all brachas levatolah, because you only read two psukim. You have to have a minimum of three psukim. Korei batolah yivchas b'shloshim psukim. You have to have a minimum, can't have less than three psukim. What about in the days of the Tanoim, they used to have a meturgamon. So then it says, for the equal of meturgamon, yes, be pasuk echad. When the Balkore is leading Kriyas HaTorah, so he's leading Dinim, halachas that are very crucial. So, in the days of the Tanaim, they used to have a meturgamon for the Haftarah also. So the Haftarah usually gives Musa, gives Techocha. So the Gemara says, Nishgefelach, if you read three, if the Balmafta reads three psukim and Haftarah together, so the meturgamon will leave out a little bit. Nishgefelach. In Chumash, in the Kriyas HaTorah from the Parshas HaShavua, we want the Meturgamon to say Pasuk by Pasuk, because we want him to say all the details of that Pasuk. So if you're going to say two Psukim together, or three Psukim together, that's too much. He has to say one Pasuk at a time, but if he's leading, you have a Meturgamon who's translating the Haftorah in the language. Yeah, he's translating the Haftorah. So the Haftarah is only given Musar and Tachacha. So the world isn't going to come to an end if the Meturgamon leaves out some of the details. Because it's not halach, it's only hashkaf, it's only drush. So that's what it says. In the Chumash, the Meturgamon, yes, in Pasuk Echad. You should say one Pasuk at a time for the Meturgamon. However, Ubenavi Shlosha, when the Balbafter is saying Haftarah, so he could say three psukim together, and the Meturgamon will only say b'kitzer. He'll leave out a couple of details. He's not going to remember the whole three psukim, so he'll abridge everything. So that's Mishgefela, because the Neviim, the Haftarah from Navi, and the Navi is Musar and Tochacha. So you don't need all the details. But in Chumash, you have to have all the details, because everything is halacha l'mais. Then it says, Hoyish Losh, the Mishonish Parshi, Hoyish. Once in a long while, there's a Haftarah. And you have three psukim in a row, and each pasuk is a separate paragraph. You have a psucha or a stuber. So that's called hoyish loshim shalosh parshios. Doesn't mean a parshas hashavua from the beginning of the parsha to the end. Means it's a psucha or a stuber in between one pasuk and the other. So if the Balmafter is saying the Haftarah, and you have a meturgam, we don't have any meturgam, but in the days of the Baliantesis, they sometimes still had a meturgam on the Haftarahs. I don't think they said it. I don't know if they said it in Aramaic. Maybe they said it in French and in German. I don't know. I think by the Sfaradim, they used to say in Arabic. They used to say the commentary of Rav Sadia going on the Chumash. So the Meturgamon. So the Mishnah says, what if the Balmafter is saying Balmafterah? There are three psukim in a row. There are three different paragraphs. Each one a short pasuk, but each one is a parsha mifnei atzma. There's a psukha or a stuber between the first and the second pasuk, between the second and the third pasuk. So then the din is, karem echad echad, then haftarah, the Balmafter shouldn't say all the three psukim together, he should name one pasuk at a time, and the Meturgamon should translate. Because three different paragraphs are usually going to be three different in order. Then it says, b'dalgim 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 b'dalgim. He's not allowed to skip in Kriyas HaTorah, but you are permitted to skip in Novi. The Gemara has a kasha on that. Gemara's going to have a kasha that the Kligonel on Yom Kippur laid, he was medaling, he laid Achrimais, and then he laid from Pinchas. He laid from Pinchas. So he is skipping. So the Gemara says it's Inyan Echad. In Chumash, you're not allowed to skip from one Inyan to the other. In Novi, you're even permitted, medalgam in Novi, you're permitted to skip even from one Indian to a totally different, separate Indian, provided that you're not going to keep the people waiting. If the Meturgamon will finish the Balmaftir, says Rafta says a few psukim, and then you have a beturgamon. So it takes him a while till he finishes. So while the beturgamon is translating the psukim that the Baal Mafta said, so the Baal Mafta is going to roll the haftarah to a different section. And so if he's going to continue in the same theme, Inyan Echo is going to continue in the same theme in the Vim, that's okay, provided that they're not holding everybody waiting. If the Beturgam is going to finish and the Baal Mafta is still rolling the Sefer, that's not Covenant Tzibah. He keeps everybody waiting. That's a violation of Covenant Tzibah. So in Chodesh you are also permitted to be the Dalek, provided it's the same minion. The Gadol on Yom Kippur gets an Aliyah, so he lays Achribois, then he lays in Pashas Pinchas. He lays in Pashas Pinchas, so he skips in the middle, and that's permissible because it's all Inyan Echad. Achribois is Avod V'Yom Yom Kippurim, and Pinchas is also the Karbonos that you bring on Yom Kippur. And that's all Inyan Echad, and it's not such a long pause to roll the Sefer Tarfum Achribois till Pinchas is not so far away. So he will be able to roll the Sefer Torah by the time the Beturgamon will finish translating the three psukim that he said originally. The Baal Mafta will finish rolling the Sefer Torah, and he won't keep the people waiting. Ba'kamuhu medalek in Dovi, when we do allow ledalek at kedesh leyimstakam beturgamon, going to keep the people waiting. That's a violation of Covenant Tzibur. So the Gemara asks the question, why did the Chachamim institute the Takana that the minimum number of psukim has to be three psukim? So the Gemara says, how do you give up psukim? Kenegadi, what is it patterned after? Abrahamasi, Kenegadi, Torah to be Maksuvim. Okay, there are three parts to the Torah, Torah to be Maksuvim. That's an interesting question. How did Anshe Knesset HaGedolah know that there are going to be three parts to the Torah Shemichsav? How do they know how to write to add on things into the Kisvei HaKadosh if they had a tradition? They were able to figure out from the text of the Sefer that it was number one written in Beruach HaKadosh and number two in the Vuhat Shehut Zuchal Adairus. It's relevant in the future generations. So then they have a right to add it on to the Kisvei HaKadosh. How do they know they have a right to add it on? Maybe it's only the Chabishu Chabishu Torah, and that's all. Who says you have a right to add on? So they say, I think the name of Rabbi Chana Masamik is based on a pasuk in the end of Parshas Bishalach by Melchemes Binyan. Ksav zosi kor basef esim bihoz de Yeshua ki bocha em chazech abach b'tah ha-sashabay. So the word says, Ksav zos, zikor basef zos is the Chabishu Chabishu Torah, zikor is the Vyim, in Basefer is Ksuvim. So they were told that Tanakh Torah Shemichsav is going to have three parts. And they were the Balabatim to add on whatever they want. The Chamishuk B'Shatari, that's called Zos. That's what Rashi quotes from the Tanoim at the beginning of Parshas Matos, when the Torah writes the Dinim of Neder Shvuah. So it says, Zeh Hadova Shatziva Hashem. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, which Rabbeinu sometimes introduces his prophecy by saying Koyam Hashem, and the other Nadim do the same. Koyam Hashem means approximately what their Rebbe Shlomo says. But Moshe Rabbeinu was on a higher level of Nevuah, so that's why only he can say Zeh Hadovah Shatziv Hashem. This is exact dictation, word for word, letter for letter. The Rebbe Shlomo gave Kedam Rishal Meyehu. Moshe was not shown an image, a chazon, and a chalom, and a bar and a nevuah. He was told word for word what the nevuah was, and that's called zehadover. Zehadover. Ksav zos. Zos means word for word. This is it. And the nevi'im is called zikaron. What's the difference between the nevi'im and the ksuvim? The only one that's word for word is the chamishu chamishu Torah. So that's Ksav Zos Zikaron. Says Zos is a Chamishu Chamishu Torah. Why is Zikaron is Nevi'im and Basefer is Ksuvim? So that's what, there's a question, what's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So the Rambam and the Bar of the Buchim writes that Nevi'im is a higher level of Ruach HaKodesh. The Ksuvim writ b'Ruach HaKodesh, it's a lower level. The Nevi'im is a higher level. So Rav Chaim thought that's how Rav Soloveitchik said over. Rav Chaim thought that was not so Buchroch, that the Nevi'im is a higher level of Ruach HaKodesh than the Ksuvim. So he thought differently, that the Nevi'im, the Nevi'im was first delivered. The Navi had to deliver the prophecy, had to deliver the message to people, and then it was Nita Lehikaseh. But Shadikeh Ksumim, Ksumim was Nita Lehikaseh from the very outset. They didn't, from the very outset. They didn't have to write it down first. But the Nevi'im, they didn't have to deliver the Nevuah to the Tzibah first. But the Nevi'im, like the Losh of Nevuah, is like Bari Nimsmasai, Truva, what you pronounce with your lips, Nitzmasai. So the Nevi'im, the Gemara says, the whole Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictates, Moshe Omer V'Kosev, what do you Omer V'Kosev? So the Netziv writes over there, Omer, Moshe Rabbeinu delivered the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael, and then he wrote it down. First, there had to be Chal Hashem Nevuah on it. It's only called the Nevuah. He didn't deliver the message to the Tzibur. And then Moshe Omer V'Kosev, after he delivered the Nevuah, then he would write it down. Moshe Eni Keksumim, the Ksumim was Nita Lehikosev from the very beginning. It didn't have to be Nita Lehomer. They didn't have to deliver the message to Bnei Yisrael first. They can write it down from the very beginning. The Netziv points out that Shiras Hazidu was different from everything, because it says in Luchamish Kzozov Zegrab HaSefer V'Sim Ba'oz Na Yehoshua. So So the Netziv writes over there, Kis V'Lachemus HaShir HaZaz, first write it down, and then Balabnes B'nei Yisrael, then deliver the Nevuah to B'nei Yisrael, the Nevuah of Shiras Hazidu. So he writes, Hazidu was unlike all our Targum. The rest of the Chamishul Kumshat Torah were first Nitnu Lehayomer, the Navi had to deliver the message to the Tzibur, and after he delivered the message, it was Chala, the Shem Nevuah, that he was instructed to write it down in the Kisvei HaKodesh. Mashayni came back soon, it was Nitnu Lehikoseh from the very outset. So the Pashto says that that's what the Gemara means by the three Lashonis. By Amalek, it says, so Zos, Zikor, Masefer. So Zos is a reference to Chamishul Kumshitur, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, word for word, letter for letter. That's called Zos, Chamishul Kumshitur. And then Zikor, Lahaskir, first the Navi had delivered the Nevuah to Bnei Yisrael, and then after he delivered the Nevuah, then he had a right to write it out. So that's called Zikor, Lahaskir, means to say that first they had to say that, and then he can write it down, and then it can be incorporated into the Kisvei HaKodesh. And Basefer is a reference to Ksuvim, because in Ksuvim, first it was Nita Lehikosev. It was first Nita Lehikosev. And that's what it says by Shiras Hazidu. Kisvei HaKodesh HaShir HaZos, first write it down, then Lamdes B'nei Sosim B'Mefiyam. Then you should turn it over to them. Unlike all the Torah Kula, the first he sent it over to the Tzibur, Moshe Rabbeinu first sent it over, and then he wrote it down. So Shiras Hazidu was not so. First he had to write it, and then he had to say it to Bnei Yisrael. Yeah. So that's how they knew that there was such a thing. There's going to be three parts to the Torah Shemichsav. So that's what the Bible says. How do you give up psukim? Can I get the? Why do you need? Why does every aliyah have to have a minimum of three psukim? So the Gemara said, "Can I get thrown away psukim?" Everyone should know that the Torah Shemichsav has three parts to it. Thrown away psukim. The Gemara Bava Kama has other suggestions also. Why three? What is it? Can I get? But our Gemara says, "Can I get the three parts of the Torah?" Then there's a galikul and betugman yasmi pasuk echad. But the Beturgaban is translating the Chumash, you should only say one pasuk at a time. However, the Beturgaban of the Navi give up psukim. The Navi, the Baal Baftir, has the right to say three psukim, and the Beturgaban will say Mekitza, what it says on the three psukim. The Navi give up psukim. However, Bahai Shlosh, Shalosh Pashias, Koryachon Echon. But if the Haftarah, if the Haftarah is a few different parshios, means that there's a psucha stuba in between the first pasuk and the second, or in between the second pasuk and the third, then it's a separate paragraph. Psucha stuba is a separate paragraph. A psucha is a bigger pause. A stuba is a smaller pause. Stuba means you have something at the beginning of the line, something at the end of the line. You have an empty space in between. That's enough to write seven oisias. So that's a stuba. And a psucha is when you start in a line, and then you leave out the rest of the line till the end of the margin. You don't write anything else. So it's assumed that a psucha, when the whole, you don't continue to write the next paragraph on the same line. If you have a psucha, that's a longer pause than if you have a stuba. So Bishonim, they have it printed in the back of the Gemara, Benochus. So Bishonim say that the Malkari should pause. If there's a psucha, he should pause. Whenever there's a psych pasuk, Malkari should pause a little bit. Whenever there's a psucha, he should pause more than if there would be a stuba. And if there's a stuba, he should pause more than if it would have just been a plain old self pasuk. So pasuk is not a new paragraph, just a separate pasuk. So the Gemara has the din. The Mishnah has the din. The difference between the Meturgamon on Chodesh and the Meturgamon on Navi. The Meturgamon on Chodesh, you can only translate one pasuk at a time. Meturgamon on Navi, not so important. It's not halacha l'maisa. So you can read three psukim unless if you have three psukim in a row, then each one is a new paragraph. So the Gemara says we have it only. I think it's Pasha Shaiftim. The Aftar Pasha Shaiftim is in the middle of the Shev de Rechepta, before Tishbov. You have the plus the Paranusa, the three Haftaras. When the Nevi'im are warning, but if they continue to sin, they're going to be punished, the base of being is going to be destroyed. Then you have the Shev de Rechepta after Tishbov. So this Haftarah, where is it? From Isaiah chapter Nun Bay, he says three psukim in a row, and each pasuk is a separate paragraph, because there's a pause in between. Yeah. That's three different paragraphs. So that's what the Gemara says, you shouldn't, the Baal Bafta should not say all the three psukim and rely on the Meturgamon that he'll translate all three. If it would have been any other three psukim in a row, would it be acceptable? But since they're three different paragraphs, that's not proper, that's not acceptable. Then the Gemara has a kasha. Is that true that you never skip the Kriyas HaTorah? It's not true that Kegodla Yom Kippur gets an aliyah in the base of Yigdush, and he skips. He reads Makri Bais, then he reads from Pinchas. And there's a long pause in between. So how can you say here in the Mishnah that Akoy HaTorah Medalg Medalve Medalg HaTorah? You don't skip. If you're learning from, you don't skip if you're learning from the Sefer Torah, because we want to say one pasuk at a time from the Meturgamon. Here it says the Kogon Lod Yom Kippur does skip. And for the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Kabi Yerecha, Kabi Shnei Yonis. If it's all like a Yom Kippur, you learn from Achri Bois, then you learn from Pashas Pinchas. That's about the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and Pinchas is about the Musafim. Of Yom Kippur. I don't remember.
He skipped the Emor.
Oh, to Emor. Oh, Emor he rolls, yeah. That's right. He skips the Emor and then Pinchas, he says, Balpeh, because he'll keep everybody waiting too long. That's right. I forgot. That's what the Mishnah says. That is correct. So that's what it says. Rabinu Karachi Bois, La'ach Be'osar. How come it darling? It's a Kriyas HaTorah. And he's skipping, it's the same Olal HaTorah. The Kegolo gets the Aliyah on Yom Kippur. The Aliyah, and the Gemara says, is a Din Daraisa. The Gemara says it's Ma'akev. Same thing when you make a Parah Aduba. The one, the Koin HaSarif has HaParah, has to lay, and it's Ma'akev. If he doesn't lay the Parshas Chukas, the Parshas Parah Aduba, Parah Aduba will not be kosher. The Gemara says the same is true. Rabbi Shabbeinu completed the Mishkan. it wasn't enough that he built all the kelim of the Mishkan, had a lane, the parshios of the Mishkan. It was ba'akev. It was ba'akev. All other kriyas ha'tarim is the rabbonah, but these three are their isa. When Moshe Rabbeinu completed the Mishkan, so he had a lane. The Gemara says the beginning of Yuma, the first and third blood, fourth blood. The Gemara is like that. And the same thing, when you make a paraduba, every 50, 75 years, you have to lay. And the Gemara like Yom Kippur, that's the Kriya Deraisa. The Mishnah has in Perek Eilu Demor, the Sod Mitzvahs of Amira that you have to fulfill in the original Hebrew, the Sod Mitzvahs you can fulfill in translation. The Kriya Shema is a Machlaik Yisatanoid. We pass good Kriya Shema, you can't be Yotzi in translation. Kriya Demor is B'chol Oshun. But the Gemara says the bracha of the Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Kippur has to be recited in Hebrew. The Hebrew is Ma'akev, because it's a Kriyas HaTorah Deraisa. So the Chachamim were Machmir that you have to recite the bracha B'loshna Kodesh. Yeah. So the Gemara asked that Kasha. He said, "You can't go to Yom Kippur sticks." Everything. Well, like Kasha, Kabbalah Nesh Yipsa, Kabbalah Kabbalah Shalom Yipsa. No, that's not the right answer, because even in Navi, when you're allowed to be medalik, you're not allowed to be medalik if you're going to keep everybody waiting. So it cannot be that in Chumash, if you're not keeping people waiting, then you're allowed to be medalik. No, that's the din by Navi, but Shani came by Torah, so you can't say that that's the answer. The Gemara says no. And for the Gemara, the Torah, klala, the Torah, you're not allowed to skip it all. The first answer that he gave is not correct. Glankasha, Kabin Yerach, Kabishne Yonis. The Kagala on Yom Kippur, he's going to lay for Machri Bais, then he's going to lay for Nebor. Oh, he's going to lay for Machri Bais and Nebor. It's all about the Yom Kippur. Then he's going to lay from Pinchas, but that's going to be too long a pause. Then he's going to roll the Sefer Torah to Pinchas, that's going to take a while. So that he says, Balpeh. That's what the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Yuma. The third part of the Kriya, he says, Balpeh. It works, Elam Abai, Lord Kashi, Kabi Yerech, Kabi Shnei Yonis. Vatanya Ben Yechusa, Vidal Vatar Ben Yerechon, Vidovi, you're even allowed to skip Vidovi if it's a different Indian, Mishnei Yonim. However, Kabi Kabi Shnei Yonim, so come to, but you're not allowed to keep people waiting. They're not allowed to keep people waiting. That's a violation of Kabbalah Tzibah. And the Gemara says, Tanya Enoch, there's another brass, in the Dalga Minovi, the Novi, you're allowed to skip in the Novi, Minei Bei, from the Yirmiah to Yirmiah, from Yishayah to Yishayah. You can skip, but you can't skip Minovi in the Novi, you can't skip from Yishayah to Yirmiah, even if everything is in one big cloth, you're not allowed to skip from one Novi to the other, unless it's from the Treyasar. So all the 12 Nevi'im are in one cloth, and it's all he did, it's one Sefer. It's not considered a separate Sfar. Yishai and Yirmi are two different Sfar. They're Midag and Midavi Lidavi. Midavi Shoshnei Moser and Trey Oser, you may be Midalig, even Midavi Lidavi, provided you go in order. Actually, Midali, Messiah, Fas Sefer, the Trey, should go backwards. So you shouldn't go out of order. So that's a problem. We have two Haftaris where the Pesukim are out of order. So what is it, Parshas Mishpatim? I think the Nevuah is from Yecheskel, if I'm not mistaken. And the Pesukim are out of order. In the printed Chumash, the Pesukim are out of order. So that's just a mistake. You have to say it in the correct order. But then Shabbos Shuvah, you have from three different Nevi'im of the Treyasa. So the way we have it, it's out of order. So that's what the Achronim talked about. So Moshe Feinstein raises the issue. So he thinks you never have to say three sections. You don't have to say all three. He says that he thinks it depends whether you're laying from a cloth or laying from a printed chumash. Laying from a cloth, you're going to have to roll from one to the other. So you only say two out of the three that are near each other. If you're learning from a cloth, so you say the two sections from the Treyasa that are near each other. Moshe Edekein, if you're learning from a printed Chumash, then it doesn't have to be near each other. So then Rav Moshe says, you say, the first one always is Sem Shema Yisrael. Shana's what's the second? Rav Moshe holds you have to lay all the three Navim. So if you're laying from a klaf, you should lay this. The second Navi should be close to the first one. But if you lay from a printed Chumash, so it's all printed together. So what does it make the difference if they're near each other or not? So the meaning is that you lay from far away. Yeah, that's what Moshe says. Others have the practice that you lay, he said, all three parts, the three sections in Shabbos Shuvah, it's from three different Navim in the tree also. So you just rearrange them. Just say them in the correct order. You shouldn't have it. You're allowed to be medaling, midavi, the davi. Watch a lay down. Mustafa not safe in Trilos. You shouldn't go out of order. Yeah. The next Mishnah is a Peledikadin. Habafte bedavi, uparis halashma, vahoivalef neatevim, hudosi as kapov. Today it's very common practice that people will fight with each other. Who's going to get mafter? A lot of people like to get mafter. Some people, they're always, this week they have yard sale for their grandfather. Next week they have yard sale for their great-grandmother. Next week they have yard sale for the Baba Lipsha. Every week they get a yard sale, and every week they want to have mafter. So apparently people today fight over that. It's a big schus to mafter. In the days of the Tanoim, the one who would say the Haftarah, that was a Bizayim. So you had to give him a booby prize, because he accepted, he agreed to take the Aliyah of Maftar, and it's not considered a becoming Nick Aliyah, so you have to give Matana. So what do you give? So it says, Amaftar ben Ovi, he's Mavaz himself to take the Haftarah. Hooper is on a Shema, so you have to compensated him by giving him something else. So let him be the Baptila to be Paras HaLashma. That we discussed already. That you say Baruch Hu. If 10 people gather together, you say Baruch Hu. And then you say the half of the Birchas Kriya Shema. Okay. Who Paras HaLashma? Whoever left the Ateva, he should be the Shlech Tzibet to say Chazaras HaShatz. Who knows he has Kapov, and he should do it. That's a Pella. What do you mean he should do it? If he's a Kohen, he should do it. If he's not a Kohen, he should not do it. Everybody has to do it. What do you mean? If the Kohen, if the one who got mafta was a Kohen, so then he should do it. All the Kohenim in the Shul have to do it. What's the Kiddush? So Rabbi Tzalman Wilder writes when they printed the Wilder Shas, the late 1800s, so there were two brothers who were big geniuses. Rabbi Shlomo Wilder, Rabbi Tzalman Wilder was older, the older brother. So Rabbi Tzalman Wilder wrote one sefer that's called Reshis Bikurim, and that's all he ever wrote. We have in the back of a lot of the big besiktas in the Wilder Shas, you have Ha'oris of Rabbi Tzalman Wilder, you have Ha'oris of Rabbi Shlomo Wilder. But he wrote a sefer, Reshis Bikurim. So that sefer, he writes the following. He once visited Trieste, Italy. He was a Kohen. Shlomo Wilder, Rabbi Tzalman Wilder, were two brothers. They were not twins. They were two brothers. And Shlomo Wilder was the younger brother. And they were big Talmid Chacham. So when Rabbi Tzalman Wilder was once visiting in Trieste in Italy, they said, Mechabed him, the Hisha Duchen. What do you mean, Mechabed him? They Duchen in Trieste every day. Ashkenazim, we only Duchen on Yontif. We only Duchen on Musaf on Yontif. In Broyers, they Duchen Yontif on Shakras and Musaf. But most people in Shulchan says most people only duchen and Musaf, and you know, they don't duchen in Shachris. So he said, what do you mean you mechabed me? They said, because you're Talmid Chacham, we're going to be mechabed you, you should say the duchening. Mm-hmm. All the Kohanim have to say the duchening. So they said, no, the meaning in their community is that all the Kohanim walk up on the platform and they say the duchening, but only one says the duchening. Only one says, Shigarishon Big Nushashon Tzimon Bachus Hagazon Big Ahhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhhh Yisrael. And then only one Kohen, the biggest Talmid Chacham, says Yirech Hashem Yishmerach, and the other Kohen are just stand there, and they don't say anything. They yotze with Shemei Kohen. So Rabbi Talmid said he never understood what it says in the Mishnah. the person who was Bafta Benavi, so that's a bizoyan, that they gave him Bafta, not like today, that people will fight in order to get Bafta. In the days of Reb Shlomo Vilna, that was a bizoyan. In the days of the Tanoim, it was considered a bizoyan. So you have to give him a matana. So what matana do you give him? That he took the bizoyan and he did tumul? So the matana that you give this, he should be the one to say, Yirach HaShem Yishmerach, and all the other kind will just be Yotze with Shemei Kaida. So the Rabbi Tzalman Vilna writes, he never understood Pshat in the Mishnah until he went to Trieste. Now he knows that's the Pshat in the Mishnah. Nobody explains the Pshat. Nobody explains. What does it mean when I says Kapov? So you see that's his Pshat. That the Ikaradin, you should say, Shemei Kaida on the Bichas HaFtayroh. Again, the Ikaradin, you should maybe say, Shemei Kaida on the Duchani, not only on the Bracha, Shigrish, only being the Shos of Shalarim, on Yimerecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Only one person says the Bracha. So that whoever got stuck with Maftir, so they mechaber him, that he should say, if he's a Kohen, they mechaber him, he should say, Yimerecha Hashem Yishmerecha, and be Baitzi the other Kohanim. So this was a big question, is that correct? Do you allow Shemea Ka'oida in Brichas Koyanim? So the Beis HaLevi wrote a Sefer HaChumash of Bereshis and Shmos. So in between Bereshis and Shmos, he has one blank page. So the bidding in Europe used to be Kadesh Alola Hotzi HaNiyor Cholok, in order not to waste a page, so they would write some additional Shtikol Torah. So he has the one blank page between Bereshis and Shmos. He has four small paragraphs, four unrelated Divrei Torah. So one of them is on this. So the Beis HaLevi takes issue with Rav Shlomo Vilna. He doesn't want to say whom he's disagreeing with. He writes a new Sefer just came out, and he doesn't say who wrote it, what it is. He says in the Sefer that that's Pshat in the Mishnah, who knows he has Kapov, that Mikra and Din, you can allow Shemei Kaida on Duchanim. So he says, how can it be? Shemei Kaida, he's not saying anything. And the din is a duchanik has to be b'kol rom. It's not only is it not b'kol rom, it's not even b'lachash. He's not saying anything. How can it be? It has to be b'kol rom. So that's the taina of the Beis HaLevi against Rabbi Tzalman Vilna. He says that it's wrong. Because by duchanik you cannot be yotze if it's b'kol rom. And just from listening, it's a lack of kol rom. So the Netziv also writes like that. The Tziv writes, a new Sefer just came out. He doesn't say what the Sefer is. He says, the new Sefer writes, he means the Beis HaLevi, Al Chumash. So there was a while that they were tzikrik. There was a big machlokes of Alosh and Yeshiva, who should be the Rosh Yeshiva. Whether the Tziv should be the Rosh Yeshiva, he married into the family, or the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi was a descendant of from Rab Chaim Alosh. So the Netziv says, a new Sefer came out, and he says that you can't say Shemei Kaida on Duchanim because you need Kol Rom. So he said that's incorrect, because the din is that you need Kol Rom for not only for Duchanim, you need Kol Rom for Vidui Maisa. And the Mishnah says, Vidui Maisa, you say Balachash. So the Mishnah says that if the farmer doesn't know how to write, they used to have a chart that had Arabi Abinavi written in Rashi Tevis. Aleph, 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 Arabi Abinavi, Vav Ben, Vayerid Mitzrayim. So I don't know if I'd be able to figure out the second passing. The first passing, not so hard. Everybody knows. But many of the farmers would come to the Beis HaMikdash with the Bikurim, so they wouldn't be able to figure out what they're supposed to say, because Rabbi Abinavi was a Rosh Yitavis. So the Mishnah says They would have someone else recite Rabbi Avraham on behalf of the farmer, and the farmer would be yitzi with the other one's grief. So it sounds like it's based on Shabbat Ka'ina, Pashim Shat. I but the din is a mikra mikrim yirib b'kol rob. So you see that even though yirib b'kol rob, he still says Shabbat Ka'ina, because the one who's saying Rabbi Avraham is saying it b'kol rob. You're not saying anything. You're just being yitzi with Shabbat Ka'ina. But it's completed the Kol Rom, because the other one is saying that Rabbi Yamanov is saying the Kol Rom. So that's what the Tziv in the Meshiv Dover, in his collection of Tshuvas. So I think there are three Halakim in the one volume, there are three Halakim of the Meshiv Dover. So at the end of the first Chelek, the Tziv has various Ha'oris and Arachayim in the Mogen Avrom. So he writes this by the Duchening. He writes, someone just put out a sefer, he means the Beis HaLevi, and he came up with this Chiddush that he wrote the last Shemer Ka'ina in Duchening because he need Kol Rom. And he says it's wrong because in Mikra Mikurim also he need Kol Rom. And the Mishnah seems to say you do say Shemer Ka'ina. And it's in himself quotes that there are two Pshatim in that Mishnah. When the farmer does know how to figure out from the chart, Rabbi Avraham can't say on his own, then have somebody say for him. So the farmer is yotzei with Shemei Ka'ina, or the farmer is yotzei, because he said word for word after that person says. Someone in Beis Amidah is going to say Rabbi Avraham, so the farmer says Rabbi Avraham, Vayera Mitzrayim. He says everything. Not that he's yotzei with Shemei Ka'ina. He has to say every word. So then it points out that the Mefarshim, that Tupshatim, how was the farmer Yotzei? Rabbi Avinovi was the Yotzei with Shemei Ka'ina, was the Yotzei because he said word for word what the Ka'ina of the Beis HaMikdash said. But according to some of the Rishonim, that's the Pshat, he was the Yotzei with Shemei Ka'ina, because it is called the Kol Rom. That was the big Machlokes. So the Soloveitchik family says that the Tziv didn't understand the Taina of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaLevi's taina that if you yotze with Shemei Ka'ina, you're lacking Kol Rom. It doesn't mean because you're not saying anything. No. By Mikra Mikurim, when the Kohen says it on behalf of the farmer, Kohen says, Rabbi Avinovi Meir Mitzrayim, he says it out loud. So the farmer's yotze is considered Kol Rom. But the taina of the Beis HaLevi was a different taina. What's the reason why you need Kol Rom? Because you need a tziruf between the Mevarech and the Mizbarach. They have to face each other. Podim keneged podim. A lot of people are so afraid to look at the Kohen's head. So when it comes to the Duchening on Yom Tov, they turn around their backs. They don't want to look at the Kohen. So that's not right. They're not included in the bracha. You have to have podim keneged podim. Because the bracha is b'nei Yisrael. Amar lahem, ki adam ha-medaber el chaveiro. It has to be podim keneged podim. Yeah, that's how we know that everybody has to stand to bring Bichas Kohanim, because the Kohanim have to stand. And if the Tzir, how do you know the Kohanim have to stand? Because the Pasuk says, Kibbol Bachar Hashem L'sharsa U'Nevarach Pishmo. The Kohanim were chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do Avodah on the Beis HaMikdash L'sharsa, to blow the Chatzetzis and so on, U'Nevarach Pishmo. The Kohanim were chosen. Look at Kibbol Bachar Hashem, the Kohanim were chosen, the Shorsa to be Makar of the Karbonus, or the Baruch Bishmo, and to Duchen. And the Gemara says, Hukesh Ahadadi, Duchen is Hukesh to Hakravus Hakarbonus. Then there's another Pasuk says, Kibbol Bachar Hashem, Lamun the Shorsa. The Kohanim have to stand when they do Hakravus Hakarbonus. If the Kohanim are Makar Karbonus in a sitting position, then it is that you're not Yaitse. Hakravas Hakabonis has to be done by Midah. And since Duchening is Hukesh to Hakravas Hakabonis, so the Kohanim have to stand for that too. How do you know that Tzibur has to stand? Because you need Podim Keneged Podim. So if the Kohanim are standing and the Tzibur is sitting, that would be a violation of Podim Keneged Podim. Amar Lahem, Kohanim Abedam El Chaveiro. So that's what the Soloveitchik family, both in Eretz Yisrael and in America, they say that the Tziv, who argued with the Beis HaLevi, didn't understand what his title was. The Tziv thought that the Yotze with Shemei Ka'ina is always a lack of Korah. What the Beis HaLevi meant to say was, you need Korah, you need a tzira between the Mevarach and the Mizbarach. And if you're just going to have Shema Kohina, so there's no tzirif at all. Tzirif has to be saying something loud enough that they should hear. What do you mean Korah? How loud do the Kohanim have to scream? So the Pasha Rab, so they said the Pashtas is, if there are people in the back of the shul, the Kohanim have to scream loud enough that the people in the back can hear. But if everybody in shul is in the front row, and they'll whisper, so it's also good. So what does it mean Korah? Korah means the Kohanim have to give the bracha loud enough that all the people in the shul should be able to hear it. You need a tzirah between the Mevarach and the Mizbarach. That's what he meant to say. He didn't mean that Shema Kohina always lacks Korah. Over here, Korah means you need a tzirah between the Mevarach and the Mizbarach. So he's just going to be yotzei the bracha, the Brichas Kohanim, Yivarachach Yoyer Yisod, with Shema Kohina, then there's no tzirah. Like Yaakov Avinu said, Kochem Do'en Laiva Baruchem. So the Sfardo has like that. Whenever you give a bracha to someone, the closer the person is, so the more the bracha will be chal. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, Ebron on the Eretz Ha'aretz, let me cross over the Yarden, and let me visit Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to give a bracha to Eretz Yisrael. And the end of his Eretz Ha'aretz, what does it say? What's the last pasuk? Oh yeah, I forgot. What's the last pasuk in Mizayis HaBrocha? Barzal l'chashis ben olecho, uchiyomecho davecho. So the Sforna has a fascinating comment. He says, where is the bracha? Mizayis HaBrocha shebech Moshe is b'nei yisalef nebe. Vayomar, Hashem yisini abar mizarek mitzayim, hafiyya meharpar, that's not a bracha. That's a hakdobah. So where does the bracha begin? Ruvein. So he says, no, all the psukim by all the brachas are written in third person. Reuven should be blessed. The bracha has to be baloshen noichach. Yivarechach Hashem yishmerechach. You should be successful in your life. Bracha has to be baloshen noichach, not baloshen nistam. So the Sfarah writes, all the psukim with brachas, it was always a bracha, they're not baloshen noichach. The real Baloshon Nista, until you get to the last pasuk in the bracha, Barzal the Nachashis Benolecha, the lock, the gates protecting Eretz Yisrael should be like Barzal the Nachashis, and the enemy, the terrorist, should be able to come in. Uchi Abecha Davecha, and just like in the early years of the Medina, the days of Yeshua Benuit, Eretz Yisrael was secure. So too Davecha in the later years. Of Eretz Yisrael should also be secure. The country should be secure. Should be barzal l'chashis b'nolecha. Should be locked up well, so the enemy should be able to come in. So the Sforno has this in a few places. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu requested from our Hashem Baruch Hu, wants to cross over the Yarden to give the bracha in person to Eretz Yisrael, so the bracha will be more mekuyam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to cross over the Yarden, because he was going to give a bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha, said that Beis HaMikdash will not be Chorev, and the Jews will not be sent to Golas. The Rebbe Shlomo already decided on the occasion of the Chet HaMeraglim. That's how it says in Tehillim, and that's how it says in Yechezkel. On the occasion of the Chet HaMeraglim, the Rebbe Shlomo already said there's going to be a Churban HaBayis, there's going to be a Golas. So he didn't let Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't allow Moshe Rabbeinu to daven up close. If he's going to cross over the Yarden and give the brachas up close there, it's Yisrael, Barzal Chashis Ben Olecho, then there won't be able to be a Churban. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. That's what the Beis HaLevi told him. If you're going to say Balachash, it's not going to be loud enough for the listener to hear that Bichas Kohanim. You're not going to say no. If you have so much Shema Kohanim, then there's no mitzarev. There's no tzir between the Kohanim while giving the bracha and the tzibu while getting the bracha. That was the title. Well, Shaina came by Bikurim. You know, the only tzir between anybody and anybody. You're not talking to them. You're talking to yourself. You're not talking to someone else. You don't need any tzir. So that, you can be answered with Shema Kohanim. this being said, Parshas Bo'i, we have the dinim of Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach Mitzrayim had all the regular dinim of Korban Pesach. It had a few hayrashot. These were all Hirasha. But basically, the Korban Pesach was a Din L'Doros. So, what are the Din L'Doros? It's called Benechar LaYakov. What's called Benechar? So, Rashi quotes from the Targum. Kol Mi Shenistakar Ba'isav La'Aviv Shemah Shemayim. He's a Jew, he's a Rebbe Rabbi Nazar. The Jew is a Rebbe Rabbi Nazar. He's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. So the Chafetz Chaim wrote an imitation riff on the Masechtas and Kotchim that we don't have any riff on. The riff only wrote where it's an halacha l'maisa. We don't have any karbonos b'zman hazeh, so we don't have any riff. So the Chafetz Chaim wrote the Likutei Halachas, it's called, it has on the bottom of the page, Zavach Toina, has a chidush of halacha l'maisa, but issues that come up once in a while, you've got to bring karbonos. So he writes a chiddush, Chavetz Chaim, I'm not sure whether Chavetz Chaim wrote it or one of his children wrote it. And these Likutei Halachas, some of them were written by other members of the family. So they have a chiddush there. They're just like the Chal Shabbos Beferhesi, Dina Ka'akul, when they get to Shchita, Shchitosa, the Veila. So too here, Kol Benecha Le'yochol Ba'mishin Estak Ba'isof, No'abim Shema Shemaim, it's not only Jews and Amir Avinazar. Amir Avinazar, Dina Ka'akul, even though it's only Bu'ma Le'davar Echot. Any other, let's say a person eats chazer all the time, eats treifas, he does other averis all the time. So we say it's not dina kakum. Only if he violates rov dina hatayra, or if he violates avin azara, or if he violates chilu shabbos b'farhesia, chilu shabbos b'farhesia. So the Chavetz Chaim, the Likutei Halachas of Psochim, right? The Chiddush, the chilu shabbos b'farhesia, he thinks not allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. He has the same Chiddush. That a koyin who is b'chal neshamis but perhesia not allowed to duchen, because if he's dina ka'akum he doesn't have a full din Yisrael, so he can't be a koyin. In order to be a koyin, first you have to be a full Yisrael, and then you have to be shenat levi, and then you have to be a koyin on top of that. But if he's missing the kedushas Yisrael, because he's a mumba lavin azara, a mumba l'chal neshamis but perhesia, he does not have a complete din kodim. So that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. that the Chavetz Chaim has, that he's included in Kol Benecha of the Chal Shabbos Beferhes in Dina Ka'akum, and he's not allowed to duchen. And the Chal Shabbos Beferhes, he says, not allowed to Korban Pesach, Kol Benecha Le'Yohamai. Rabbi Soloveitchik said that his father didn't think it was correct. Rabbi Soloveitchik thought that if you're talking about Mumer is Thagaber, he's a Mumer. So then B'chal Shabbos Beferhes in Dina Ka'akum, he has a din of Mumer. But over here, maybe it's a din of Mos, like a Goya, a person who participated in the Rabbi Zahar. That's Mos. There's even an opinion that the Eerie quotes for the Hach Behador Shal Vaneda. It could be that he means the Rabban. The Eerie quotes a Shita that once a person was Amin Rabbi Zahar, for the rest of his life, he can't eat Korban Pesach, even after he does Tshuva. The place is right, the Farish not so, and Chav Chesel, the base of Pesachim. But the Eerie quotes such a Shita. Like the Mishnah has at the end of Menachos, I think. Hakodem sheshim sheveis chonyo, lo yisham shebanim. That's even after they did tshuva, because not a din of mumer is hagavra. A mumer does tshuva is not a mumer anymore. Over here, it could be that it's bo'os lagavoyah. So it could be even after he does tshuva, still bo'os lagavoyah. It could be bo'os lagavoyah. It's only avoyah nazar, not the b'chal shabbos beheres. Chal shabbos beheres, that's mumer is hagavra, is din of kakum. But over here, it could be that this is because of Moses, and it shouldn't apply to Mechal Shabbos Beferhes. Okay, I have a little cold. I didn't have a chance to sleep too much, but I was running around in Eretz Yisrael. I hope by next week I'll be able to speak a little better. A good Shabbos, everybody. But we know that next week we'll continue back to normal. We'll give the Shira Tuesday night. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi, for showing up for us.
For Shlema.
Fantastic Shabbos.
Shabbos.